For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Three men have been arrested in connection with the Mumbai, India train bombings July 11th. The bombings killed more than 200 people and injured more than 700. Hope Givers International's Michael Glenn says their ongoing street kid ministry and initial response of transporting the injured have opened doors for outreach.
We're going back there on a daily basis to assist those that have still been hurt, just to help clean up. We're not coming there just to preach the gospel, but to meet their basic needs, and they see us as good Samaritans. And so we're able to communicate Christ's love in a way that has a long-term effect.
Next, the violence in Lebanon continued raging this week, but the unrest is giving the Jesus Film Project an unprecedented opportunity to hand out 75,000 copies of the film. According to national workers, churches are hanging banners asking, "Are you concerned about the future? Come in for hope." And when they do, the Jesus Film DVD is provided. Even those hostile to Christians want to know more. Funding is needed, as the supply is completely out. And finally, with gas prices more than a dollar higher per gallon than last year, it's causing problems for ministries. Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls program is feeling the pinch. Buckner's Amy Norton expects it to cost $12,000 more this year to ship containers filled with shoes.
In our Eastern European countries, these are all containers that also have warm winter shoes, and the orphanages depend on the shoes that we send them for the children. They literally do not receive any shoes other than the ones we send. The shoes are the open door for us to share the gospel.
The need for funding is urgent. Go to our website to help. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.